When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two. Welcome back. We're the Junkies, live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, also 910 The Fan in Richmond. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We're going to hit the skins here shortly. Just a quick recap of those games last night. Vikings beat the Bears 30-12. Sam Darnold threw for 231 yards, also a touchdown. Did throw a pick, but he threw that touchdown to Justin Jefferson. The Bears are 4-10. The Vikings now 12-2. And of course, the Vikings are tied with the Lions in the NFC North at 12-2, and they've won seven straight. Then they've lost to the Lions already this year. They still play them again in week 18. So the division might come down to that. The Lions are just so beat up, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Although last night they did announce that David Montgomery, their running back, is out for the year. I think he's got an MCL tear.
They're starting to get really banged up, right?
They really are. The Lions. Yeah. So, I mean, they clearly can score points. I mean, they've got 460 points scored this year. But they're giving up a ton of points too. And we'll see what happens in the playoffs, if how much that's going to affect them. They've got, I believe, 16 players, just defensive players, on IR. Mm-hmm. So that's huge. And the Vikings are rolling seven straight.
Jason, did you see the worst bad beat of all time?
Explain.
Speaking of the Lions. Okay. Montgomery finished the season with 775 total rush yards.
Okay.
For his season total.
Who is this?
Montgomery.
Okay, yeah.
And then someone showed their ticket online yesterday where he bet the over.
775.5, let me guess.
775.5.
Oh, my God. That's a bad beat.
Some awful luck.
That is. One more yard. And real quick, the Falcons, they improved to 7-7. They beat the Raiders last night 15-9. Just bad football. Desmond Ridder, who is the third quarterback for the Raiders, had two picks. Mm-hmm. He should not be starting, but of course he's starting because the first two quarterbacks are hurt. But the Falcons needed that win. The Falcons play the Giants next week, so they have to keep winning if they want to try and keep pace with the Bucks in the NFC South. And they still play Washington head-to-head in a couple weeks. That could be a big game for Atlanta. So keep an eye on some of those NFC divisional races. All right, time to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies for 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
You know, do you know this, by the way, just curiously, do you know when the shortest day of the year is? The winter solstice? I think it's always
December 21st?
Yeah, it's always either the 21st or the 22nd. I think it's the 21st this year.
Shortest day.
Yeah. My wife was giving me some fake news.
It'll start getting dark at, I don't know, 4:25 that day.
Well, I don't know if it's that early, but it'll be better every day after that.
If it's cloudy, it gets dark.
That's true.
Driving around yesterday at 4:35, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm tired. I need to go to sleep. And it was only 4:30.
Just because it's dark?
It was dark. It was gray. Yeah. It was gloomy. It was dreary.
No, my wife was giving me fake news that it happened like in early December. I go, what?
No, that makes sense. December 21st.
No, I think it's December 21st. For some reason, it's ingrained in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Starts getting better.
And when's the summer solstice? When's the longest day?
June 21st.
It's always June 21st-ish?
It's always the 21st or the 20th or something.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, coming up on it, 4 days away, and the days will start getting longer, thank God. Yeah. All right, so I just still want to kind of look back at the PFF grades, even though they're highly controversial. I know I had a real problem with Jaden's grade last week, where they had guys like Anthony Richardson ahead of him. They had Will Levis ahead of him last week. This week, Jaden, very high grade. He wasn't the highest rated guy. Terry McLaurin and Zach Ertz both had 74.9 grades. Jaden was just 0.2 of a point behind him at 74.7.
That's kind of crazy since Ertz.
Nick Allegretti
had two catches and was banged up and left the game.
Yeah. Well, it's just in those plays, yeah, that's how we graded out.
That was a great catch.
Allegretti was up there. Zacchaeus, Wiley, Crowder. It is interesting that their second lowest rated offensive player was the fill-in for Tyler Biadasz, Michael Dieter.
Dieter.
Ben Sinnott had the lowest grade at a 44, but Michael Dieter, and you know, whatever, he's a backup at this point. He was their second lowest guy. Hopefully Biadasz is healthy this week, and because I do think that greatly impacted. We can ask B-Rob. I'm sure he won't say anything negative about the backups, but you know, it's a different deal when your center's not there. And I can remember last year, even when Hal was struggling, and I think it was Robert, when we had Robert on the show, he's like, people don't understand that when you get a breakdown in the center of your line, you almost have no shot.
Yeah,
you almost have no shot. And of course, Jaden was sacked a bunch. It's kind of interesting that he still rated a 74.7, even though, did he have two fumbles that he recovered? They were kind of controversial. I don't even know if they counted as fumbles, where he's like stretching the ball out, you know? It happened at least once, maybe twice.
I think, I don't know if they were actually considered fumbles.
Yeah. They might have said he was down.
I think they said he was down, yeah.
But and then he had the 8 sacks, but still good enough to be rated that highly. Defensively, Johnny Newton had a great score. He had a 75.1. Mike Sanders still, and Marshawn Lattimore. Just kind of who you would think. Bobby Wagner right behind him. Dude, I think we have to bring Bobby Wagner back.
He's been big. Has he only signed a one-year deal? I'd have to look at that.
I thought it was like 1 year's $5 million. All right. But you know, maybe it's why.
Sounds right.
I think we have to bring him back. He's just the heart and soul. I mean, Joe Witt Jr. calls him the leader of the defense. Joe Witt's given him... he has carte blanche that he calls his own plays defensively. If they're not coming in fast enough, or he wants to make a change, Bobby Wagner could do that. So it's just kind of interesting.
But I will say
to look at that.
The offensive line certainly has to be, you know, they got to play like a starting unit. You can't have a bunch of backups playing against Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith and all those guys against the Eagles, because those guys are going to bring it. So hopefully they'll be all healthy for Sunday's game.
So Sunday's game against the Eagles is a big one. I feel like we're kind of free rolling on this. I know Valdez doesn't like it when I say that, but I don't think it's critical that we win the game. Be nice. We're only 3.5 point dogs. I thought we would be bigger dogs, to be honest with you. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff at Northwest Stadium, and yeah, that's here in D.C., although I know it makes you think it'd be like in Seattle or something.
Nope, it's here.
It'll be on Fox. Huge game. Eagles come to town. They got a 10-game winning streak.
Yep.
This, you know, hopefully they get a little healthier. As we mentioned, we get Biadasz back. He's still kind of up in the air. Both Jeremy Chinn and Zach Ertz are in the concussion protocol. Even though you saw Chinn literally get knocked out, by most accounts, for whatever it's worth, he was feeling a little bit better after the game, kind of walking around telling people he was okay. Meanwhile, Zach Ertz wasn't in the locker room, and you know they were kind of addressing his situation.
Yeah.
So maybe just from the outside looking in, maybe Chin has a better shot at playing this week.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess at least one of those guys is gonna be out, if not both.
Yeah.
Hey Valdez, I'm just looking at the schedule for this weekend, and of course you got a couple Saturday games, including your boys playing the Steelers. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing, and you're not gonna be happy, I'm guessing that Tom Brady's gonna be on that call.
If is it the 4:25 or
it's the second game on Saturday.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be on that call because I'm just looking at the Sun. Unless he's only on Sunday games, but there's not a big Sunday Fox matchup. They got the Vikings Seahawks, so maybe it's going to be that game.
Is that the game of the week? Is that declared the game of the week?
I haven't seen that yet. I would think the game of the week would be Steelers Ravens.
I assumed Tom was going to be on the call, but I can Google and see if it's. Mm.
He's either going to be on that call or he's going to be on the Vikings Seahawks game.
Watch it on mute.
Well,
or could he be on the Eagles Commanders game? But that's a 1 o'clock game. I don't think he does. Does he do 1 o'clocks or always 4 o'clock?
I don't know. I thought didn't he do a 1 o'clock last week? Maybe not. Either way, I tweeted kind of in a fit of anger after the game that no one's going to pick Washington this week against the Eagles. Basically turning out to be true. I'm looking at some various reports. Somebody from a writer from the Arizona Republic, he's got the Eagles 27-20. Somebody from bookies.com, when I'm just looking at picks who they have, he has the Eagles to cover against the Commanders. Sports Betting Dime, you've ever heard of that website?
They've got
the Eagles over the Commanders. ESPN has the Eagles with a 58% chance to beat the Commanders. Just everyone's picking the Eagles. We're literally everybody's underdog this week.
Yeah. They've won 10 straight. They got, an MVP candidate. Hurts is playing great. They got two legit receivers. I mean, their defense is one of the best in the league.
We're coming off a bit of a dud.
Yeah.
So
you can see why.
Yeah, you could see it. My buddy Stoner, he always sends me these different sort of statistics of what's going on. And here's a scenario how Washington can actually clinch this weekend.
Okay.
So if we win, if we beat the Eagles
to get to 10-5.
All right. Atlanta loses. Who does Atlanta have? They have somebody
they got
beat.
The Giants.
Yeah, so that's unlikely. Both of those things are unlikely, I think. But
although Atlanta, they didn't look great.
They didn't look great.
The 2-win team last night.
And then you need either the Rams or the Seahawks to lose.
Okay.
So if Washington wins, Atlanta loses to the Giants. And then the Rams or Seahawks lose.
Rams are playing in New York against the Jets. And the Seahawks, like I just mentioned, are playing at home against the Vikings, but they're probably going to be without Geno Smith. So Sam Howell's probably going to start in that game. I'm guessing.
Of course, over their last three, if you had to guess, Washington controls their own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our hands. How do you guess they finished the last three? So you've got the Eagles, the Falcons, and the Cowboys. Well,
I think they're going to lose to the Eagles. The Falcons have been just so bad. A few weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, I would have said the Falcons are going to come here and score a bunch of points. But Cousins has been so bad, even though they've got weapons. I can't pick the Falcons right now the way they're playing. So I'm going to take the Commanders at home against the Falcons to get them to 10-6. And then the Dallas game.
Dallas is playing a lot better.
Yeah, I know, and it'll be on the road.
And they just beat us.
Man, can you imagine if that game means getting into the playoffs?
I don't think it will. I think we'll be in the playoffs already.
Possibly. We'll see. Look, if they beat the Falcons, they pretty much eliminate the Falcons.
Right.
And then the Bucs will win that division, and the Lions, Vikings, and Packers are already in, so it would come down to one of those teams in the West. You're right. If they get to 10 wins, they got
I think they're pretty much in.
So beat the Falcons in 2 weeks. And then the Cowboy game
probably doesn't even matter.
Probably doesn't mean anything, although we'll see. But beat the Falcons and then you feel really good about it.
It's possible they could go 1-2, but still get in.
Sure. Yes.
I'd like to say they'll go 2-1 and beat Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, I just think we're free rolling.
Would you like them to clinch after the Falcon game and be able to rest guys if you can't move up in the wild card and be able to rest guys for that Cowboy game?
I guess, but we haven't played too well after layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I would play. Maybe I'd play guys for a half.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Like a preseason game.
Play guys for a half because for whatever reason we ain't playing great. Now, how's that work? They'll have playoff the very next week. There won't be any bye week in between or anything.
No.
Yeah.
For the wild card? No.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I would play guys, even if the game didn't particularly matter, I think I would play them for a half and then kind of rest.
Yeah. Week 18 will end on January 7th, and the wild cards start that following weekend.
Right.
So like the 13th or
14th. The good news is we control our own destiny. The bad news is we're playing a hot Philly team, a good Philly team. You thought there maybe was some turmoil there, but I don't know. I watched that Jalen Hurts presser. Did you watch that where he sat down with the media? He's definitely hostile towards the Philly media. He didn't like the reporting about a rift between him and A.J. Brown.
Yeah, because A.J. Brown came out and apparently in the locker room gave Hurts a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "We're all good, man. We're good."
Yeah.
And I just think that, I mean, I'm not saying that he was happy about the way he's been played the last couple weeks, but he says, "Look, Hurts and I are good. We're fine." And then Hurts was targeting him early in that game this past week against the Steelers, and he scored a touchdown. So maybe everything's all good.
Look, I feel
But like, even with that riff, they still won 10 straight.
Yeah.
A lot of that's because of Barkley, but and the defense.
I feel for these quarterbacks. It's the hardest job in the world. Like it's literally easier to be a brain surgeon than it is to be an elite quarterback. You got all these diva receivers bitching and moaning if they're not getting the ball. I mean, literally, receivers are a pain in the ass.
Yep.
The only one that's not is Terry. Terry's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a freaking great guy he is.
Terry gives 120% on every single play.
Every single play, regardless, whether you've targeted him or not.
Well, look, he's happy. I mean, he's finally got a quarterback and throw him the ball and he's scoring touchdowns. So you can see why he's happy about that. But, yeah, I'm not surprised. Look, Philly media is just brutal.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that he was sounding off.
But we're dogs, but that's fine. We don't have to win it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We could just beat Atlanta and be fine, but man, it'd be sweet to end that 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, it's not a must win, but if you win and beat the Eagles, it surely it can catapult you into a good mindset going into the last couple
weeks. For sure.
Like especially against the Falcons.
End that whole...
Because that Falcon game is going to be big.
You can end the whole, they just can't beat a winning team bit.
Correct.
Need to end that narrative.
All right. Remember, coming up in a couple of hours, we got Brian Robinson Jr. joining us. Also, we're going to talk some college football because there are some huge games this weekend, four of them, with Chip Patterson from CBS. Stay with us. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.